A lot of us say the Love Field modernization program from 2014 just happened, but it's a good problem to have. The city, Southwest Airlines, nobody could envision the number of passengers that were going to come through and what happened the next 10 to 11 years. That's why we're in this situation. We're close to 9 million boardings. We're trying to get to close to 12 million by really the end of 2030 timeline is really when we start to flatten out. That's what this program's about. This is what we've done over the last 2 years. So everything in green is what we've completed. We've had 4 public open houses. We've had 7 stakeholder group meetings. These are stakeholders on the airport, off the airport, community. We're really looking to button up the master plan program and go into what's next, which is the Love Field expansion airport program. So we'll be finishing that up this year, and we're starting advanced planning now, and we're going to share a little bit more about that as we go through this. So forecast activity, again, we are capped at 20 gates. That doesn't go away unless federal law changes. So you can see in the planning activity or passenger activity levels, we really start to flatten out towards the end of 2030. So it's crucial that we improve the efficiency at the airport, and we do what we can to get those extra 3 million employments out of this airport to get us almost 12 million employments. To see what we're doing is very unique, and there isn't really an airport that we compare ourselves to. So if you look at airports like Portland, some of the larger, they have 60 gates. We're dealing with 20 gates. We have the highest gate utilization in the world. So everything that we do from when you come into the airport to when you board your flight needs to be looked at very closely and needs to be as efficient as possible. And these are some of where we're heading to, and then some of the airports, for an example, that are smaller than us. And I think you've probably flown through a lot of these airports and know what that's like.